الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. لا إله إلا الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم خيار أئمتكم والذين تحبونهم ويحبونكم وتصلون عليهم ويصلون عليكم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحبوا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. الإمام راع. الإمام راع ومسؤول عن رعيته. والرجل راع في بيته في أهله ومسؤول عن رعيته. وامرأة راعية في بيت زوجها وهي مسؤولة عن رعيتها إلى آخره. My beloved brothers and sisters, we praise Allah the Almighty as He should be praised. We bear witness that there is nothing or no one worthy of worship besides Allah the Almighty. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger and his servant. Whomever Allah guides can never be misguided. And whomever Allah leaves to error cannot be guided aright. Seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of ourselves. We ask Allah the Almighty to give His great blessings to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his family and to his great companions. Ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, today I want to speak to you briefly about something that's desperately needed in the world today, in this society, and that is leadership. There is a vacuum of leadership all over the world, everywhere. And we must forever critique leadership, criticize leadership, give admonition, advice to leadership. Now today, brothers and sisters, what I'd like to do is I'd like for each one of us to take a look at our own leadership. Yes, we can critique the imam, we can, we should. We can critique the president of Egypt, even the president of this country. We should. But today I want to focus on what I believe from the study of the Sharia, from the study of Quran and Sunnah, is one of the most essential qualities of a leader. And today, brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask you to take a look at your own leadership. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَلَا Verily, كُلُّكُمْ رَائِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَأَيَاتِهِ Every one of you, every one of you, is a leader. Every one of you. Yes, every one of you is a leader or guardian or shepherd. Every one of you. Yes, as I'm speaking to you right now, you are a leader. وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَأِيَّتِهِ And every one of you is held accountable for those under your charge. Yes, the Amir, the Prophet said in the Quran, the Hadith, the Amir, the leader of the country, the Ummah, he is a Ra'in, he is a leader, he is a shepherd, he's a guardian, and he's held accountable. That one who would lead the Muslim Ummah, don't you know he's accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every one of us? Allah will ask him about his leadership. The imam, he is the ra'in. I am, as the imam, responsible for this jama'ah and held accountable. Allah will definitely ask me on the day of judgment about my responsibility to this jama'ah here. But the Prophet didn't stop there. He said, Ar-Rajulun, the man. Each one of you, brother, is a leader. Fi ahliha, in your family. You have a wife, you are an imam. You are the imam in your house. And brother, you are held responsible for your wife on the day of judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What kind of imam are you at home? You have children? Allah is going to ask you about your children. How responsible were you for your children? He didn't stop there. He said, the imra'atun, the woman, she also is a shepherdess. In her husband's house over his children. That woman will be responsible for those children. Sisters, What are you doing for your one child, your two children, your three, your four? Because Allah will ask you on the day of judgment. Brother, you may not be married. You may not have children. Do you have a business? Your business, those under you, your employees, you're not accountable for them. Yeah. You don't have a business, you have a job, you're a supervisor on the job, a manager on the job. Those people under your charge, you have a responsibility. Every one of you, he said, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'yati. And every one of you will be held accountable for those under your charge. Very responsible, he said. Takes a lot of responsibility. Brothers, I say to you, I have discovered something from the Sharia, something from Quran and Hadith, that I believe is going to help us to critique our leadership. Are you a good imam in your home or bad imam? If you're a bad imam, maybe Allah will punish us on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Are you a good businessman or bad one? Good father or bad one? I would like to share with you from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam one of the most essential ingredients or qualities of good leadership. He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khiyaru a'immatikum, the best of the leaders, the best. You want to be the best? خياركم الذين are those تحبونهم, you love them. Your wife loves you. Your children. What about your stepchildren? We have many step relationships in our community. Do your stepchildren love you? The children of your wife. Do they love you? تحبونهم ويحبونكم. You love them and they love you. You salun alayhim wa yusalluna alaykum. You make dua. You pray for them and they pray for you. Brother, do your wife pray for you? Do you pray for her? Your children, your stepchildren, do you pray for them? Do they pray for you? Because the best of the imams, the best of the leaders, are those whom you love. Love. Love is the essential quality of leadership. Love. You know, brothers and sisters, there's just not enough love on this earth. And shirara immatikum, shiraru immatikum, and the worst of imams, the worst, are those whom you hate. You hate them and they hate you. You curse them and they curse you. You know that President Mubarak is a hated man by many. He's responsible for the death of many Muslims. He hates some of them and they hate him. He cursed them and they curse him. Your own leadership. Brother, your own leadership. Think. Love. You know what I see missing in many of our homes? Love. If you study Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a man full of love. But some of us are so cold. Wives cold, husbands cold, children cold, cold. Why? The leadership is broken down. Want to get your leadership where it belongs, brother? Your model is not a macho man. Your model is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a very tender man, full of love. They loved him. They loved him. His companions loved him, and he loved them. So I say to you, my dear brothers and sisters, every one of you as an imam. Yeah. How often your home, brother, you have to lead the salat. You have the imam at home. Today, take a look at your own leadership. And one quality that we're talking about today, only one, and that is love. Do you love? Do you love your family? Do they love you? Your people that work for you, do they love you? Do you love them? If you love them, you pray for them. And they pray for you. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى صحبه أجمعين أما بعد My beloved brothers and sisters I want to explain something that happened to me a few days ago Monday, in fact, Monday morning. I was scheduled that morning to go to a place called Calgary, Canada, the west coast of Canada. The University of Calgary had to give a lecture. And the lecture that they gave me was entitled, The Role of the Muslim Woman in Islam. I've given that talk before. And you know what? That morning, this Monday morning, I realized something. That I have been making a big mistake. And I've heard this lecture before. I've read books about it. The role of the Muslim woman in Islam. And I realized that that morning, that I'd never want to give a talk again entitled The Role of the Muslim Woman in Islam, and I'll tell you why. If you give a speech, the role of the Muslim woman in Islam, when they're non-Muslims in the audience, what they do, they sit and judge you in terms of the role of the Muslim women. They sit as spectators. And judge you and I as the role of the Muslim woman in Islam. But we're not here in America to talk about the role of the Muslim woman in society. We're here in America to talk about the role of the woman, period. And I went in the audience, and I got a white European Canadian. I looked at him and said, sir, I went right to him and said, sir, you know what I'm talking about today? I said, you look at these Muslim women here. Look how they dress. With khimar, hair covered, long dress. I said, look at these women. I said, sir, that's the way your wife is supposed to be dressed. You see? Islam is here for the people. Listen to this. Hear me well. The Quran is not only revealed to the Muslims. It's not only revealed for the Muslims. Proof. When the Quran was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how many Muslims were there? Where were the Muslims, man? There are no Muslims. So what's the book for? We have made the mistake to take the Quran. This is our book. Yes. But it's here for the guidance of mankind. You got to take this book and you got to go to the people. Because you know what? They haven't got a clue to what's happening. They haven't got a clue. So they want to sit back and talk about, yeah, that's the way those Muslims dress. No, that's the way your woman's supposed to dress. Your mother's supposed to dress. Your sister, your wife, your daughter is supposed to dress like these Muslim women. These Muslim women are the vanguard. These are the ones who took the first step. Now, I leave you with this. And I read this verse from Quran. I read it many times before, but now it hit me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. Allah revealed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, brothers, listen. Listen, imams, leaders, listen. I have only sent you as a mercy to all of the world. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is a mercy to the world. You know what that means for us, brother? That means if we follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we are supposed to show that same kind of mercy for all of the world. All of the world. First, among ourselves.
Muhammadur Rasulullah walladhina ma'ahu ashidda'u 'alal kufar ruhama'u bainahum.
Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. He is. And those with him, us, are strong against the disbelievers and merciful among each other. Stop. How much mercy do we have for each other? How much? How much mercy, brother, do you have for your own wife? Cold, brother? How much? Sister? How much mercy do you have for your husband? Brother? How much mercy do you have for your own children? Rahmah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I've only sent you as a mercy to all of the world, yet you can't even get out your own family and give mercy to your own family. Brother told me once, African-American brother, Muslim, he said, Imam, I wouldn't marry an African-American Muslim woman. I want to marry some Arab somewhere. I want to marry a woman from Egypt. I want to marry a woman from Algeria. I want to marry a woman from Malaysia. I said, brother, that's your choice. But for me, African-American, why? You know, Jesse Jackson said something years ago that I never forgot. It's a beautiful statement. He said, I'm quoting from him, God isn't finished working on me yet. You know what that means, brothers? If you are Muslim here in America, you're born here, not as a Muslim. You used to be a Christian. You used to be a drug addict. You used to be a prisoner. You used to be a pimp or prostitute. And Allah blessed you. You became Muslim. You weren't pure. Allah took you from the mud. And by His mercy, man, He guided you to the light of Islam. And we are thankful for Allah for that. And then Allah began to clean us up. And now we are trying to be righteous, making salat, with the Muslims making Hajj, fasting. But look where you came from, brother. You came a long, long, long way because Allah's mercy. And our women, too, came a long way. Now, this is your challenge. You can go get something ready-made. Somebody been a Muslim all their life. They raised up in Islam. You can go get them ready-made. You don't have to do anything. Just take them. Go to a Muslim country and go get them. Walk past the women here who suffered in this country, who came from the mud, came from darkness. Your challenge, go to her and help her, clean her up, and bring her to the fold of Islam. That's your challenge. Now, if you want something ready-made, go ahead. Go. That's your choice. But don't you make fun of this. Now, brothers, listen well. Listen well. You who are knowledgeable, you who are experienced in the deen, when you come here
and you get one of these women here, African American sister, Latino American sister, who just coming into the dean a few days ago, you better have mercy on that woman, man. You better understand where she is, and you bring her around gradually, lest you and your unrighteousness run her away from Islam because she can't handle it. You born Muslim, man. You live the Muslim life all your life. Now you come here and you get one of these sisters. Allah's working on her. Now you must be as Allah was to us. Allah knew. Allah is Al-Hakim. He's Al-Alim. He knows. He's wise. But he's as-sabur. He's patient. So now you come with a different culture. You come now, you look down on the sister. But instead of looking down, be as Allah was, be as His messenger was, full of mercy, and bring her around gradually. Some of you brothers, you marry non-Muslim women. That's your choice. And don't you marry some non-Muslim woman and say, it's okay, honey, I'll marry you, you can be a Christian. And then when you marry her, you trick her. And you harangue her like you gotta be Muslim. Be honest with the woman. Say, honey, I will marry you under the condition that you become Muslim. If you don't become Muslim, I don't want to marry you. Be honest with her. But don't lie to her and say, it's okay, I don't care if you don't be no Muslim. I love you the way you are. And then when she become Muslim, you harangue her to death. You bombard her with your righteousness. Yes, inspire. Motivate. And that's what I leave with you today, brothers and sisters. We don't understand the power of love. The power of love. If you can inspire love, they'll do anything for you. If you can inspire love. But we don't use that. We intimidate. We yell. Brothers, you forgot. You forgot when you first got married. The love you had. Where is it? Where did it go? It's gone. Where is it? Something killed it. And now I hear a sister say, I hate my husband. I wish he'd die. How many of our wives say that? I wish he'd die. I hate him. The best of your leaders are those whom you love, and they love you. You pray for them, and they pray for you. We have to change our whole character to become good leaders. How? How? How to get the love again? How to get the love again? Show the love. You see, brothers and sisters, love is not just words. Yes, the prophet said, if you love your brother, tell him. When last you told your brother you love him? Can I tell you what destroys love? If you go to a home and all you hear is criticism, that's all you hear. You don't do this right. You don't do that right. I don't like this. I don't like that. Hit that back. Blah, blah, blah. Criticism, criticism, criticism. Everywhere, everything, nothing is right. Nothing is good. The food is not good. I'm not good. I don't dress right. I don't look right. I don't sound right. I don't talk right. Just fathers for sons and husbands over wives and wives over husbands. Mothers for daughters. Everything. And so now the son don't want to come home. Daughter don't want to come home. Husband don't want to come home. Wife don't want to come home. Why? It's a house of criticism, a house of negativity, a house of everything is wrong. Where's the love? Where's the love? Yes. Your children have faults. Yes. Of course they do. They're in an almost impossible condition in America. Going to non-Muslim schools. And you wonder why they act the way they act. Because you haven't protected them, Imam, leader. You haven't protected them, leader. And so now they're being what you expect them to be. And now you lambast them rather than mercy. If the Quran is the word of Allah, and it is. If Muhammad was the messenger of Allah, and he was and he is. And everything in that Quran is right. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I've only sent you as a mercy to all of the world. Therefore, brother, be a mercy to your own children and your wives and your mother and father. Sisters, be a mercy to your husband and your children. I say this to you. Love. You want the love? Sure. You can get it. The Prophet said, I conclude. He says, you can literally talk 2 and 3 hours about how this one statement that he made, how to increase the love among you. You know what he said? Something so simple. He said, spread salams among you. Yes. Spread salams among you? Yes. This greeting, assalamu alaikum, that in is the key to love. You don't understand. I know. You know why? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so comprehensive. He said something little, and yet it is so deep and so profound. This spreading salams among you is so deep, so important, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands in Al-Quran, he orders that when you're given a greeting, give one equal or better. Why? Because in that greeting, the power of love. Yeah. You ever notice, brother, when you speak to your wife, when you come home and you greet her, or on the phone, you say, assalamu alaikum. And doesn't she have a way of returning the greetings? Like she's really happy to hear from you. And you can hear the ring of the return of the salam, equal or better, right in the phone or right in the greeting. Watch. If you say to your wife, assalamu alaikum. And she says, wa alaikum salam. That's not an equal or better. You said the word. You said the word, but the spirit. And one day. You see, brothers and sisters, real love means that you pray for each other. And when you think about it, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu is a prayer. I really wish you peace. You want to bring love? Pray. You know where love comes from, brothers and sisters? Love comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's where it comes from. إِذَا حَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا حَبَّ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الْعَبْدَ نَادَى جِبْرَائِيلَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحْبَبُهُ. When Allah loves someone, Allah loves because the angel Jibril, I love so and so. You love him too. And the angel Jibril begins to love that person. And then the angel Jibril calls all the angels in heaven and say, Allah loves such and such person. You love him too. So then all the angels start loving that person. And then this love, it descends down in the earth. And the people love whom Allah loves. Yeah. And whom Allah hates. Allah hates them, the people begin to hate them. If we do our service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will love us. The more we get up for Fajr prayer, and all the prayers, and all of the ibadah, when we do that, Allah will love you.
Listen, brothers. Allah will love us by doing the fard, the mandatory. If you must do what Allah wants you to do.
If you do what Allah wants you to do, then Allah's servants will love you. Yeah, Allah's servants will love you.
I close. Spread love among us. Love. Brother, listen. Even let's give each other a warm smile, a friendly face. But we are so negative, always negative, we can't even greet our brothers with a friendly face. Negative, negative, negative. No, man, where's the forgiveness? Okay, your brother made a mistake. Okay, your sister made a mistake. All right. But now, where's the rahmah?
Where's the rahmah? Where's the mercy?
Be a better man. Be a better Muslim. When you have an argument with your brother, be a better Muslim, man. Stand up and stop acting like a baby. Stand up like a man, man, and be like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and a man of love. You want to see a real man? Look at Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was firm, yet love. Love. Brother, your wife, be firm, but gentle, loving. You know what? You get more out of her. The harder you be, the less love she run away from you. You will spend all your time arguing at her, fighting with her, fussing with her. Right? Why?
Because you don't know how to be a good imam. Khiyarukum. Khiyara annatikum alladhina tuhibbunahum. The best of the imams are those whom you love, and they love you. Let us develop the love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Forgive us our sins. And guide us on Surat al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, fill our hearts out with love of you and love of your Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, make us to love each other for your cause. Allah, help us. Strengthen us. Strengthen our families. Guide our children to Surat al-Mustaqim. Make our family relationships strong. Oh Allah, increase us in knowledge. Help the Muslims all over the world as they struggle. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please have mercy on the Muslims in Bosnia. Have mercy on the Muslims in Palestine. Have mercy on the Muslims in Kashmir. The Muslims in Somalia. The Muslims in Sudan. The Muslims over the world. Have mercy upon them. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa ala azwaji Muhammad wa ala dhuriyati Muhammad wa sallam taslimin kathira. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أي على الصلاة أي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.